Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Thank you.
millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Deal or be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah, got to stick down to your stomach, moving forward, why you hate us falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine. Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
Now, nigga, I hit the club, I'm blowing out some sudden loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles for him in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you to shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch I make it hurricane. Drop 100 in the morning, buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that ring. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some blocks. Buy some blocks, he's trying to get shot. Then I'm going to cop that rod and drive that bitch straight off the lot.
Bad money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who want to be a millionaire? Who want to be a millionaire? I want to be a millionaire.
Who want to be a millionaire?
I do, player.
Who want to be a millionaire?
Dreams for the meal in the Gucci bag. I got that Gucci's cash. Get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the floor. I got money on the table. Money everywhere. Money, money, I'ma make more. $1 million dreams for the meal in the Gucci bag. I got that Gucci's cash. Get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the floor. I got money on the table. Money, I'ma blow. Money, money, I'ma make more. Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Foreign car. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
sorry for everything that I did to you.
And you just meant the world to me.
I'm sorry for the bad times that we had.
I was just so blind.
I know it wasn't right.
Now I am too late for now, so I just gotta let you go.
Baby girl, it's time to
do this right now.
Let me know, I got what you need, yo. It ain't up in the trench coat, I got a lot of seats, yo. Throwing C-notes, seeing dead people. I am never scared, never scared, that's my C-go. Everyone's a weatherman, they say they make it rain. Dollars on the floor, but yet still I see no change. So that's what I'ma make, I'm on my Obama. Shout out to my haters, that's that word to your mama. Hey girl, I know you think I'm all about the play, girl. But if you let me, I can let you have your way, girl. Okay, girl, I forgot to get your name, girl. I got a swagger that'll make you wanna change, yeah. Everything about you, including your last name. The mother fella's messing up your hair with all the rain. Lonely at the top, so baby, join me on the same. The face of spade and you can get loose. I'm your king of hearts, you'll be my queen of diamonds. As long as I'm around, baby girl, we gon' be shining. Hey girl, I know you're doubting everything I say, girl. Probably thinking that I'm running games, but I don't play, girl. Oops, I forgot to get your name, girl. See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna roll. Hop up in my whip, just say the word and we can go. It's only at the top, so girl, I really need to know.
Think I done fell in love tonight.
Tell you, my love,
you loving.
baby got me shook like an earthquake. Be the right to my way, be the love to my fate. Just give it okay, and I'll be alright. Miss Beauty Sunshine, come and rock your night. Sexy on the runway, we about to take flight. Gorgeous beauty, fashion cutie, and she don't really bite. Funny that I mentioned she be rocking them tight. Rocking them tight, rocking them tight. Hit it from the back, now she singing on the mic like. Captivated smile with a heart gone wild. Call her destiny, but without no child. Mixed breed, come and get this new cheese. Yes, I'm riding solo, cause she got her own keys. You don't even know though, cause you're on that. Focus on your own girl, focus on your own though. Come and get it, coming fast. Save our love, make it last. This is something special you can't pass. Take up for my baby, never ever bluffing. She rocking them hips, got me shook up off her loving.
Everything about you got me open, I'm captivated. Best way to explain it, you got me
shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving. Shook up, shook down, shook down.
Got me shook in the worst way. I'm trying to blow them cakes out like it's my birthday. Peanut butter cup, trying to eat you like a Hershey. Chocolate drip on the nuts in my sundae. Been in a G4, they call me Fly 5. Be on that 16th floor of that sky ride. She 5'7 with some brown eyes. Tight dress with them thick thighs. I'ma put it down. Baby worse than 9 to 5. Never be off in the club. She party with her girl. Thin a couple bucks. Nothing to it. Not a model, but she look like she could do it. So now I'm all shook like a crap game. But then the Mac came. So now the boy then Zenon fit in that game. I don't just talk, I'm about action. I'm so 100 like 2 Curtis Jackson.
Hey, that's alright. Hey. You got me open up, captivated, wait to explain it,
you got me shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shook up, shook down, shook down.
Got me shook, I can't explain it, I can't explain it.
The way your body look, put it on me.
I need that passion in my life, and your fashion game right. It's a lot of pretty girls in the world, but ain't nobody like you. And when you all alone and everything's going wrong, I'll be there. I don't care how anybody else feels. Home reckon they'll try to step up, but they can't take what's real. You got me shook and I can't fake this here. School too expensive, take this here. Don't worry about it. I'm ballin', and now you ballin' too. There ain't no limitation to the things that I won't do for you.
Girl,
I got
girl,
you, girl.
Girl,
you know what girl. Time it is.
Ooh, it felt so right. Think I just fell in love tonight. Everything about you got me open, I'm captivated. Best way to explain it. You got me
shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving.
Shook up, oh yeah.
Shook up, shook down, shook down.
Good evening, good evening. This is Katrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday, November 29th, 2012, and we are doing our thing. It is the last Thursday of the month. That's right. End of the year. The end of the year is upon us, and this is what we do. We are taking it easy, enjoying what we do to make sure it is all right. All right, y'all, make sure you tune in on 12-12-12. That's the Lawless Radio Award, and we are going to do what we do. Me and the chairman are going to throw it down and have some good fun. We're going to be live, so you know the both of us together, it's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. All right, y'all. So what we're going to do, we're going to take it easy. And we got some things happening on December 7th. I'm going to announce those as soon as I locate. I have the information. So as soon as I locate the information again, I'm going to let you know where we're going to be at December 7th. So make sure you come out here at Union City. We're going to be doing it up. We're going to be announcing all of the winners from the Lawless Radio Awards. So that's what's going to be great. All right, y'all. This is Katrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. We're talking about relationships from the beginning to failure. How that works. All right, who we got on the line? What's up, Mississippi?
Hey, what's that? Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
All right, man, well, you ain't got nothing to say. Good evening, how you doing? I mean, yeah. What's going on? I mean, we said hi.
Oh, what's going on? My foot is getting better, and Matt Lawless just said that she was going to leave me.
Okay. All right, I'm not in the drama mood tonight. And I'll be right back. This is Activate, Jay Silver.
Yeah.
This is Catrice. You're back. This is Catrice. I'm back. You back? I'm back. I'm suffering from a cold. I'm tired. I'm trying to maintain. I am, and I ain't dealing with no bull today. I just can't deal with it. And if you can't keep up the pace, then you just won't keep going. All right, y'all check us out. We're gonna be at the Union City. In Union City on December 7th. Once I find the location, I'm trying to figure out where did I find the information at. I done lost the information. I don't know how that's possible. But we are going to do our thing and be out there and have a good time and announce the Lawless Radio Award. And, you know, possibly do what's up. It's going to be at the Signature Sports Bar and Grill, 6137 Roosevelt Highway, Union City, Georgia, 30291. We're going to kick off the Lawless Radio Awards. There's no cover. Just bring fun and company. Okay? And we're going to thank you for your support. Lawless Radio, it's lawless all the way. Signature Sports Bar and Grill, Friday, December 7th. We're going to be in the house, so make sure you show up. We're going to be having a good time. I'm going to be there. The chairman's going to be there. Are you going to be there? Come out and support us. We're going to have a great evening. That's the Signature Sports Bar and Grill, December 7th. All right, y'all. Check this out. So, Lawless Radio Awards coming up, and if you have not voted for me as the best host, shame on you. And it's Lawless Radio Awards. If you need me to send you the link, just send me an inbox on Facebook. I will send you the link. If you need me to do anything else to make sure that you vote, also vote for artists out there. We got some competition out there. We got some serious competition out there. I'm kind of nervous. The chairman's up for an award. I mean, I was looking around. I said, man, the chairman up for an award. He neck and neck. I'm going on here right now. Let me check it out here. Let's see here. We got for the best lawless artist right now is Piano Man and give my hood. J. Kale. Come on, J. Kale. We got between J. Kale and Piano Man right now for the best artist. That's what's up. J. Kale and Piano Man for the best artist. J. Kale doing some purple signs, aren't they? And then for the best R&B song, we got "Show Me How" by Ebony Slater. She's ahead for the best R&B. We got Donnie Williams out there. He's coming up. And Donnie Williams. Everybody was asking for Donnie Williams for a long time. And the best song out there right now. We working with. We're working with "See the Streets" by Yon Rico featuring Castro and Attic. So they got some high votes up there. We got "Radio Porn" by Don, and "Without" but "Low Key" by Jimmy Lee. So that's the best rap song, best supporting fan. Right now we got Tiana Lewis Taylor. Oh, they just doing it up. DJ Smoke, Dusty White, Mel, Mississippi Red. That's what's up. The best host. We got the chairman. Catrice coming on. Nikki Outlaw. That's what's up. The best collabo. Right now, we are looking at Sean Donovan. 54 votes right now so far. Y'all make sure you go to Lawless Radio Awards and check that out. And then the best ballad, "How Deep Is Your Love" by J. Kale. J. Kale doing a thing up here. don't be sleeping on JKL. You know, I'm going to play JKL, okay? Because we want to make sure you hear that JKL. Don't sleep on JKL. Don't sleep on JKL. All right, let's see here. Best pop song, Out of Your Head by Dusty White. Best dance song, Love by Trip. All right, yeah, Lawless Radio Awards. That's www.facebook.com/LawlessRadioAwards. It's a fan page. You can like it and make sure that you vote. That's all I ask. Vote. All right, y'all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. Let's see, what you got to say now? Who is this on the line?
It's Mel, baby. What's good?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, wow. You know, I'm excited about the awards. I know everybody deserves everything. And then it was so hard for me to pick and choose because everybody deserves, you know, everybody.
Right.
It's good. So for me, I'm like, everybody's a winner.
Right. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm getting over the flu, so I'm trying to save my voice. My voice is going in and out on me, so I'm trying to keep as upbeat as possible.
Girl, please, I just went through surgery. I know everybody kind of seen what I was going through. I'm just getting back to normal. Like, I feel good today. Yesterday was, you know, but they took my stuff out. Yeah, I went through surgery. I was in the hospital, even on Thanksgiving. I'm like, man, you know, so it's been hard for me because I was supposed to be in Brazil, you know, doing what I'm doing, my project. But I'm still good. I'm still good. You know, I'm a fighter. So it's all good.
That's what you do. At least you got to fight for it. That's all you got. What's going on, Zeke? How you doing this evening? Hey, Zeke.
What's happening?
How you doing this evening?
Pretty bad for a square.
I feel you. All right, y'all. I got a cold. I'm trying to get over this cold. The cold's killing me. In a minute, I'm going to have Buck come in here. Buck, you ready yet?
Yeah. He got
what Buck
in
it?
Huh?
He got
what
a Buck cold, though.
What's up, Buck?
Man, but coming, cause my voice about to go out. I'm about to fall asleep on y'all. I ain't
you
feeling good.
You do this every week,
huh?
You do this every week.
I don't listen. For the last 2 weeks, I ain't been feeling good. Shit.
I've been on bed rest, so I'm like
you been on crazy rest.
Can somebody be sick?
What you say, Zeke?
You been on
what
crazy rest.
Crazy rest.
Man,
oh.
Man.
I ain't been sick. Shit, I ain't been sick since 1971.
Is that the
good
year
you for born? You. Good for you.
No,
you
I was born earlier than that.
you blessed, honey.
I don't know. I got this cold. Well, last week was Thanksgiving, so I cut the show short.
You know how to get rid of a cold?
How?
First
I was in the hospital.
You know,
on
this ain't no cold. This is the flu. Cause this
oh,
is
you ain't got no
flu.
Damn flu.
This has been gone by now.
You ain't got no flu.
Catrice, I was in the hospital on Thanksgiving.
What, you had a drunk episode?
Oh, here we go.
Right.
Girl, I gotta be me, shit.
Hey, it wouldn't be right if you weren't you.
Damn, skip.
I love you too.
You don't love shit about me.
Man,
you right about that.
Where your little half pint at?
He was on the radio. He was on the radio. He on punishment.
Oh, what, you got him outside in the doghouse where he supposed to be?
He need to be on punishment. He talking
some
crazy stuff
earlier. He ain't nothing but a functioning alcoholic.
And you function. You alcoholic and you function.
Functioning alcoholic.
Okay,
alcoholic
that's another thing. That's enough.
Yeah. You don't tell me what to do.
Uh-oh.
What were you in the hospital for?
I had to have my pancreas removed. If anybody it's serious. So don't play around with my stuff.
You don't want to drink.
Okay, I got a question. I thought you needed your pancreas.
I have to take shots for the rest of my life.
Well, if your pancreas is gone, you got diabetes and everything else.
Right. That I have to take insulin shots, and I have to take medication for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
because so it's not a joke. It's not a game. It's not a joke. So why are you laughing about it?
Shit. I'm just telling you. Mm. You caused all that problem, not me.
Really? Mm. All right. Let's move on.
Don't get mad at the mother.
I don't even drink the way you think I drink. I don't.
You don't drink a lot. You just drink a whole bunch.
Well, you know.
It's funny to you? That's a game to you? No. Baby, I actually socially drink.
Well, you always socialize then.
Really?
What you say?
You make more money in one day than you make in a fucking year.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Okay.
I don't.
You know what? Because y'all ain't listening to me anyway, so I'm just going to put y'all on fucking hold. Shit, I've been trying to talk for the last 5 minutes. Y'all having a side conversation. Call each other on the damn phone. Shit. This is how deep your love, J.K.
Oh, the beat is pumping so hard, I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go while it goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard, I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go while it goes boom. It's getting crazy tonight. We're underneath the strobe lights, and they be flashing for flashing for flashing. Boom. We getting dizzy in here. Just keep the music for playing, playing all night. It goes boom. So put your hands in the air, and if you don't give a care, we gon' be dancing all night. It goes boom. Time ticking down as the beat drops, ain't no stopping it. Cause the music's already lit. Chest, the beat is pumping so hard, I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go while it goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard, I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go while it goes boom. I'm going bonkers tonight, just keep it moving tonight, like we've been doing, just doing, just doing, boom. You gotta give me some space, cause I've been losing the flip, losing it, losing, boom. Check out the ladies in here, I hope I make myself clear, you know I love it, but love when I see them. Drop it low, drop it, drop it, drop it low, drop it, drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it, drop it, low. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my chest. Getting crazy up in here. Getting crazy up in here. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. We're getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go while it goes boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom.
We call it Obama now. Got the club banging, drinking, popping that is a spade. It'll be at be shaking bottles, dancing with nobody. Fine models, top models, and they all leaving with me. Call me the black shooter.
All right. What up? This is Buck. It's Lawless and it's Flawless. I'm sitting in for the lovely Catrice. She got some issues right now. It was all kind of green stuff coming up out of her body, her nose and mouth. And I'm trying to touch nothing because I don't want to get infected myself. We got some of everything laying around here. From NyQuil, the ibuprofen, the cough drops, the lemon and honey and tea. And, I'm just trying to be careful on what I touch around here because I don't know what's infected here. But we gonna, as they say, the show must go on. I think I got Mel sitting out there. Mel, you out there with me or am I by myself? Talk to me.
No, this is Mississippi.
Mississippi!
What up, Buck?
What's up, man? You
what's
right?
going on?
The Saints are losing by 10 points. I believe the score is 17-10, and the Saints are down, and I'm a little down myself. I'm not a Falcons fan. Never have been a Falcons fan. I'm with the Who That Nation right now, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, the show must go on anyway.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what Catrice left off with her topic. I believe she was talking about relationships or whatever. I got a few star relationships that I can speak on, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about everybody else out there, but oh man, wow. Yeah, I've had a few sorry ones too. I'm glad she's not around so she don't get to hear about some of these. Because some of these, like, man, they kind of pathetic. Yeah. I had one relationship that lasted 8 months, and girly just didn't want to get off her ass and do nothing. And I just couldn't get down with that, you know what I'm saying? If I'm doing something, you got to do something too, you know what I'm saying? That's just not going to fly with me. It's got to be an even thing now. How many relationships you done had, Mississippi?
Three. I mean, okay. Talking about serious relationships. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about them. Talk to them. You done put them out there now.
This is my third. With Mayo.
Okay. And you know what? You know what? I've been meaning to tell you something. You sound so happy when you talk about her. You really do.
Well, I tell my family all the time, I say I will never be in a relationship with anybody from Milwaukee. It's going to have to be somebody from down south. And so far, Mel is the furthest down south girl I've had.
Really?
But she's still in the Midwest, but she's further south than me, Kansas City.
You know, I've been to Mel's Facebook page. Mel kind of fine. I really never paid attention to her, but because she's part of the Lawless family. So you try not to look at them family like that. You know what I'm saying? But Mel kind of fine. She got the hair hanging over her eye like she Aaliyah or some goddamn body. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
Mel.
She got the what hanging over her eye?
Her hair.
Like Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Well, Aaliyah had a bad eye. So she had to comb that hair over that one eye, the one and the other eye, she just look at you and smile at it.
Well, Mel ain't got no bad eye, do she?
No.
Okay, all right. It's just a sound. Okay, that's good. All right, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, that'll work.
Well, how's your health? You better, man.
Damn, I'm coughing now. Damn. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
You
sound like I done got it.
Well, you probably got what? You better, blood. How's your health, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm doing just fine, man. Shit, I'm doing all right, man. I just, I'm still unemployed, but I'm still smiling.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. Still unemployed, but still smiling. You know, that's how we do. That's how we do.
Y'all gonna be surprised because when we do the Lawless Award, I am blind. When I say blind, like bleep blind. Everybody's gonna be like, "Oh wow, I'm blind. I'm blind here."
And she's gonna be thick too. You ain't gonna believe it.
Thick and blind hair, but.
No, she ain't gonna be like skin and bones no more. I got her thick.
Wait a minute. She said she's gonna be blonde, BLOND. Is that what she said?
My hair is white.
She's gonna be blonde.
My hair is white. I have blonde hair.
Wait. You gonna be in time for the award show?
If I win.
Well, you didn't win. But anyway.
I should have won.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, I am blind. Yeah, my hair is like bleach blonde. And it's cute.
So wait a minute. Wait. You going to be in town for the show?
Well, I win.
I'm talking about me.
I should have been Lawless' best fan.
You are in the Hearts of Many. Just remember that. But Mel, you going to be in town for the award show?
You already know I'm Lawless to death, so.
Oh man, I get to meet Mel. That's hot.
And I'm blonde. Hair is like very white, and you know, I got my thickness back. I was little. I was 110 pounds. Now I'm what,
162?
No, I'm not.
Hey, you don't put a woman's weight out there like that. You don't put a woman's weight out there like that. You don't put a woman's weight out there like that. You let her do that.
Right. I'm 152, but I was 122, so yeah, I put on a little weight, got my little, you know, my little swag back. But I am blind. So when everybody see me, they're gonna be like, "Oh wow, got blind hair." Everybody that tunes in, everybody that supports Lawless Radio, everybody that supports me, I want them to, you know, everybody show up. It's love. It's all love. It's Lawless, baby. I love all of y'all, everybody. What up, Catrice? But my cousin TL, he taught me so much. in this business. It is a business, so it's nothing but love, and it's flawless state.
And it shows from your conversation. It really does. It shows from your conversation how much love you got, and that's great. That's man. It's nice. It's a wonderful thing to have supporters such as yourself, you know, in organizations like this. You know what I'm saying? You know, without people like you, we'd be stuck in first gear. You know what I'm saying? And we're way beyond first gear right now. You know, and Lawless Radio thanks you, and Lawless Radio loves you just as well. That's great. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Wow. That is wonderful. Wow.
Make sure you take care of your health, Buck. Make sure you take care of your health, Buck.
It's flawless, baby.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
Right on, baby. Right on. All right. Hey, okay. Well, look here. Let me play something else, man. I got to go in here and check on Catrice, but I will be back, and I hope y'all be back with me too. So hold tight. Don't go nowhere, everybody. All right.
Yeah.
I love looking at your body.
With the light girl, with the light girl.
I must admit, it's even better when you just
keep those heels on, keep those heels on.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like looking at your body, baby.
With the light girl, with the light girl.
Whatever you do, just
keep those heels on.
What you've been missing.
From the bedroom to the floor, up against the wall, back against the door. I wanna hear you say my name. You can be the coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet, ooh, you're so sexy, girl, and stay on top of the sheet.
I like you better with the lights on.
What up? This is Buck. I'm sitting in for the love of Catrice. This is the Raw Deal. Teresa's down and out. She had to step out, man. She, my lady ain't doing too good, man. It was, she was looking rough. It's one of those times where you got to think about what the preacher said in sickness and in health. Because, brother, she got some sickness. Man, if anybody out there got a good recipe on a hot toddy, man, you know, yeah, I haven't had one in a very long time. You know, my grandparents have gone on in their lifetime, and that's basically who I used to get mine from. And if anybody out there got a good recipe for a hot toddy, for a good cold, hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Buck. You listen to the Raw Deal with Patrice. I'm sitting there for Patrice. We're going to jam out a little bit more, and I'm coming right back. So don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah. You said you was looking for Mr. Everything.
You know you're my baby, forever my love.
Kim, baby. I really think it's time for something new. Something better. Something sexier. Something realer.
Right, it is lawless and it is flawless. You're listening to The Raw Deal with Catrice. My name is Buck. I'm sitting there for the love of Catrice. She is down and out and just straight ill. I ain't talking about no Run DMC illing. No. Sister girl is ill. I'm glad. I'm surprised she put up a front this long. You know, she done went a whole day with all that she does during the day. Wife and mother, you know, and all that. And daughter-in-law. And she done went a whole day. And she just couldn't take no more, man. She got all kinds of stuff going on right now. It is 26 minutes after the hour. If somebody could kindly give me an update on the Saints-Falcons game. Last I checked, I think it was halftime, about to be halftime, and it was 17-7, and the Falcons were up. Forgive my disappointment, you know. But I'm just not a Falcons fan. I mean, honestly, true to the heart, I'm a Bears fan to the day I die. Regardless of their if their record is 0-18 or 18-0, I'm gonna be a Bears fan to the day I die. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm rolling with the Who Dat Nation. You know, I'm not a dirty bird. Never have been a dirty bird. Don't want to be a dirty bird. Much love to everybody who wants to be a dirty bird. Whatever. Don't care. like I say, I'm sitting there for Catrice. I'm trying to figure out what she left off at. I know she was talking about the Lawless Radio Awards show. I'm looking forward to that. I wish I had more info on that. Right now, I don't. I'm sorry. I just got thrown off by Okay. Hey, right on. Right on, Charmaine. Appreciate that hot toddy recipe. Thank you, baby. Wow. 2 and 2 and a videotape. Call me in the morning. Best hot toddy in the world. You know what? I can always leave it up to Charmaine to give me some good info. And you know what? She never disappoints. I love you, Charmaine. Believe me. I do. All right. Where was I? Lawless Radio Award Show coming up. I hope to see everybody there that can make it. You know what? I'm sitting here and I'm playing some of these cuts, man. And I haven't hosted in a while. And some of these cuts I've never heard of. But you know what? I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm doing a damn good job because some of this is sounding pretty good. I'm liking some of these jams I'm hearing right now. All right. What can I go with this? I know she's talking about relationships. I've had quite a few. You know what? I remember I had one relationship, and this is no joke. This was an actual relationship. And you know, this is kind of like one of those things where you think back on something in your past. You're like, damn, how did that happen? And the repercussions weren't different than what they were. This is no joke. I swear to y'all. I was in the seventh grade, and I had a relationship with a sophomore in high school. Yes. That is correct. I was in the seventh grade, and I was going out with a girl. Her name was Terry. I kind of can say a whole name, because it's not like we're going to find each other. I ain't talked to this girl in, years, you know what I'm saying? So, she was going to high school. What was the name of that high school? It was on 95th, man. It was all girls high school. For all my Chicago heads out there. Longwood. I think they called it Dogwood back in the day, but it was Longwood. And no joke, man. She was a sophomore and I was in seventh grade. And oh man, it's kind of like I just said, you sit back and you think like, damn, how did that happen? You know what I'm saying? That girl could have got locked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm in seventh grade. She a sophomore. She was a sophomore junior. She was one of them, you know what I'm saying? And, but it's evident, you can tell by the fact that she was in high school and I was in grammar school, that she still didn't have a high school mind. She's still fooling around with a grammar school boy, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of one of those immature loves. I put it to you like that, you know what I'm saying? But it was still a relationship regardless, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, She lived down there in Ida B. Wells, down there on Vincennes. I'm putting it all out there. I don't care. I ain't scared. I don't give a damn. And let me see. It was a good relationship. She was old as hell. You know what I'm saying? And I was young, and man, I just loved it. Now, what happened while we broke up? She got to date somebody at her job, some dude named Mario. She had got a job, and she had ended up getting her own place. She had a nice little studio apartment down in the High Park. This is like way before I met Catrice. Like I said, this is like 7th, 8th grade, you know what I'm saying? So she had graduated high school, got her job, had a studio apartment down in High Park. I used to go down to this was, oh yeah, this was 89. Yeah, this was 89. Cause this is around about when I bought my first car. So I used to go to her crib, spend the night and all that, and hit it, quit it, and get on out the door, you know. And she's like, why you can't hold me? Why you can't love me? Man, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? This ain't my thing. You know what I'm saying? We've been fooling around. Let me see. 80 what? I graduated high school in 87, so 86. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like 89. You know, we still messing around. But, you know, I'm kind of seeing, you know, I don't know. I was kind of seeing that this really wasn't going to last too long, mostly because of our age difference. You know what I'm saying? Because actually at this time, I was starting to have, I was starting to become more mature than she was. You know what I'm saying? My maturity level was growing at a faster rate than hers, you know? So, you know, I was mostly just in it for hitting and quitting it. Now, you know, back when I was younger in the relationship, let's say 86, 87, I was in love. You know, I was like, oh, man, I'm loving this. You know what I'm saying? I got this older woman, man. It's on and popping. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this here, man. Ain't nobody got nothing on me with this. But, you know, like I said, as time went by, my maturity level, you know, was starting to get a little ahead of hers. But, like I said, she drifted off and started dating some dude at her job, you know. And the only thing that gave him more props over me was that he had his own place. I was still at the crib with my mama. This was 89. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm still in high school. You know, I think, was I a sophomore? Something like that, yeah. Sophomore going into junior, something like that. So, I think that's what gave him more leverage over me. By the fact, you know, he had a job. When I had a job too, but he had his own crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm living at home with my mama. You know, so, you know, he come over my house. You know, he got tiptoe. You know, especially because my bedroom was right over my mama's bedroom. You know what I'm saying? So, that loose headboard, I had to tighten that real tight. You know, get them screws and bolts tightened good. You know. So that relationship, like I said, that was a relationship because it lasted, like I said, from 86 to what, 89 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So that was a relationship, you know. Although the age difference was kind of jacked up, you know. And let me say something about that. Just because you have an older woman does not mean that you got a good woman with a head on it. So, listen, like, now, you know, I've had out of all my relationships, three of my relationships have been with women my own age. All my other relationships in my lifetime have been with older women. And just because they're older don't mean to say that they're actually smarter or brighter or know what's best. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's when I've learned of what people call an old fool. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I guess you call them a young old fool because these were old people, you know, AARP recipients. You know what I'm saying? But they were older than I, at least by 3 years or so. You know what I'm saying? And they just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? Especially like my last relationship with an older woman. She had 3 years on me. Yeah, she had 3 years on me. And still to this day, she's still a damn fool. I don't know if I can say that on Lawless right now, but she is still a goddamn fool. You know, still childish, immature, and ignorant as hell. You know what I'm saying? But that's her problem. That's her fault. That ain't got shit to do with me. Because I have progressed on. Big time. I mean, I done moved out the state. You know what I'm saying? I've made a career, you know what I'm saying? She's still doing the same old shit that she was doing when I met her, you know what I'm saying? So, older does not mean better, you know? Let me put that out there. Let's see. There was another relationship that I had with an older woman. Now, that one, you know what? I really don't even want to talk about that one, because that one... That one kind of hurts, man. That was supposed to be my first wife. But you know what? I got a wife now that's bad as hell. And you know what? She the same age as I is. And I'm going to be honest. She's smarter than me. Catrice is, whether y'all believe it or not, with listen to the sound of my voice and some of the words that come out of my mouth, Catrice is smarter than me. I'm sorry. I got to say it. I hate to say it, but she is. She is smarter than me. If anybody out there got a woman that's smarter than them and they not ashamed to tell it, hit me up, 646-478-5209. Hey, let me go back to Mel in Mississippi. Let me see who's smarter between the two of them. Mel, Mississippi, who's smarter? Mel,
yes,
or Mississippi,
yes,
who's smarter?
Yes, yes,
who's
you
smarter?
Done did a whole lot of motherfucking talking about my Lawless family, but the thing is, what you need to realize is that woman is fucking down for you. You need to be down for that woman. It's Lawless, baby. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That is Mel. Mel is always putting somebody in check. God damn. That is Mel.
God damn. You so motherfucking goddamn right. You gotta accept a strong-ass motherfucker. Okay, she's smarter. I'm smarter than this motherfucker. And he done went to college to be a teacher. But he can't teach me shit. I check him when he come in the door. He already know. You hear he said shit.
Well,
checkmate.
You know what?
Y'all, but he can't say shit. Checkmate.
Well, you know what?
We regulate this shit. But you got to respect your woman and respect the fucking thing that come with having a good woman. You want some little fucking whore out in the streets? Go get that shit. That's easy.
That's you know what? That's what I was about to say. You know what? Evidently, Mississippi's not as dumb as I thought he is, because he picked you. So that's
he ain't dumb. He's straight away. He ain't like, hell no, I feel a whole lot of my motherfucker won't good shit.
He got some smarts too. He picked you, so he got some smarts.
He played suicide, but he already know. You know, don't you, baby? Mr. Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Shut the fuck up. He already know. he already know.
Oh, it's yeah, fuck he do. Fuck he do. Look
what you have. I take care of my man, but he take care of me. So it is what the fuck it is. There ain't no bullshit, and we don't play that. And on air, talking about bullshit, it's still Lawless. It's Lawless like hell, but when we get down, we get down, and he done seen it. It ain't just talking. He see what the fuck we do. So it is what it is.
I'm liking everything that's coming out your mouth right now. I mean, man, everything that's coming out, it's wet and wild, and that's all. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Believe me. Wow. Well, let me see here. I think I wanna play something else, and I'm gonna try and find it. But in the meantime, we gonna keep it Lawless and we gonna keep it rolling. So I will be back. Y'all hold tight. Don't go nowhere. Just stay with me for a little bit.
Nobody better than you. got me open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time, just for some time.
Yeah, that was King B featuring Pistola, and that was called You. And you know, I've never done this before, but I'd like to dedicate this to my one and only Catrice, cause she is my you. This is Buck. You're tuning into the Raw Deal with Catrice. Catrice is down and out with an illness that I think only Grady Hospital can cure. It's like green stuff coming out of her nose and her mouth, and it's not pretty. You know, like I said, we got Halls, cough drops, ibuprofen, NyQuil, Theraflu, Airborne. It's all laying around here. I got a good recipe for a hot toddy for my girl, Charmaine. Man, you never cease to amaze me, Charmaine. You really never ceases to amaze me. anyway, I had mail in Mississippi out there. Go ahead, talk to me. Talk to me. Who is it? Which one is this?
Mississippi.
Hey, what's the score of the Falcons game, man?
Well, dog.
What's the score of the Falcons game? Falcons Saints. You know the score?
Dirty Bird's still up.
What's the score is?
I don't know, but Drew Brees ain't did shit for me tonight because he's on my fantasy team.
Man, really?
Yeah.
You know, that's something I really never got into, fantasy football. And everybody told me that's something I need to check out.
Yeah, you need to. It's fun to play, but not when you lose.
Yeah, ain't shit fun to play. Ain't nothing fun to play when you lose, man. Believe me, ain't nothing fun to play when you lose.
I'm still in first place. I'm still in first place of it right now.
Damn. Okay. oh, excuse me. Oh, my God. Am I infected? Has the infection spread to my lungs? Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
what?
I think I'm coming down with what the priest got. Oh, my God. Oh, no. I'm just coughing and choking.
Hey, Kenny, y'all ain't bunny each other, did you?
No, man. Okay. Yeah, I wish I had a hat on that right there. Yeah, that's. Oh, man. Okay, listen, I just want to reiterate on the Lawless Radio Awards show that's coming up. I'm sorry, I've been slow. And I just voted today. I thought the voting polls and all that were going to be closed. So I just ended up voting today. Hold tight, Mississippi. I got a little feedback. I just voted today for my favorites. Sorry, TL. You one of my favorites, but you didn't get my vote. You know, you got my vote in my heart. in my heart. I'm voting for you in my heart. But as far as you know, my favorite host, I gotta go with the obvious choice. Anyway, favorite artist. I don't have an itinerary in front of me as to the categories and everything. As far as dancing and all this, that, and the other, I'm not that computer literate to host this show and try and find all that information. Stuff like that I leave up to the professionals, such as Catrice. And right now, I think I can say my favorite artist, you know, and I'm a little biased, you know, because we family, you know, this kinfolk is King B. You know, that's top of my list right there, you know. Piano man, yeah, I can get down. I got to figure out what category you in, you know what I'm saying? But as far as my overall favorite, like I say, I'm biased because we kinfolk. I'm riding with King B, you know. I just played a track of His You, and I dedicated it to my you, you know what I'm saying? So, which is something I really never done before, so I guess that's the first time for everything. Anyway, I just did my vote today. I hope it wasn't too late, and I'm looking forward to this because this is like the first ever annual award show, you know, and I think one of our, I don't know if she's in for a category as like favorite host, but she's like one of the deepest supporters of Lawless, which is the lovely Mel Lawless. She said she'd be there, and she's going to have some blonde hair. And I just want to see this woman. You know, I've always chatted with her over the air and on Facebook and all that, but I just want to see this woman. Just like Mississippi Red wanted to see my woman, you know. So, but I can get to that, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to see this woman and take a good look at her because from what I saw on Facebook, it wasn't bad at all. Anyway, let me get back to the topic. The topic, I believe it is 10 minutes before the hour. The topic was relationships, and I spoke on my relationships with older women and how they had a totally dramatic outcome than what I expected because I was with an older woman. And you know what? Let me stop for a minute. I think I want to take my hat off to some of these older women that I've had these relationships with because I think that's how my maturity has, as to where it is right now, has grown thanks to them. You know what I'm saying? You know, although it overgrown them, you know what I'm saying? They were still a little immature to be dating somebody that much younger than them. And then my maturity just grew and overgrown them. So I think I should thank them for all the experience and the relationship that we had as to where I know what I know today. So I thank y'all. But my first relationship, oh, it was so sweet. It was, oh, I was in eighth grade and going out with a seventh grader. And this was like in between the relationship that I had with the high school girl when I was in grade school. And this was with a young lady. Her name was Angelique. Oh, my God. People used to call us Beauty and the Beast because I was the Beast and she was the Beauty. And she was a beautiful girl. And I even asked myself sometimes, why are you with me? Because she was just so, oh, man, she was so, it's still to this day. She's still a sweet girl. She ran into a little illness, you know. She had the big C, cancer, you know. But she's fighting it, and she's fighting a hell of a battle. You know what I'm saying? She's always smiling, you know. Now, at this time, I got a sister that's fighting cancer right now, and I don't see her smile as much, you know what I'm saying? But, she's hanging in there. She's giving a good fight. But this other girl, she smiles so much, Angelique. And I take my hats off to her and her husband and all her family and all that. And that was a great relationship. But that one didn't last because I went off to high school and, you know, she was still in eighth grade. And she was, I think it was a sympathy breakup. For me, you know, she was kind of like telling me, go on about your business, you know, you in high school now, go on, do you, boo, you know what I'm saying? But it kind of hurt it because she was just adorable. She was just an adorable girl. My mother loved her. If my mother wanted to feed her and put a onesie on her, she was just that adorable. And I remember that one. That was my very first relationship. With someone in my age bracket, you know. But anyway, I digress, regress, whatever the hell it is. All right. So it looks like it is 6 minutes before the hour, and I think what I'm going to do, since I'm running back and forth trying to tend to Catrice and keep everybody on Lawless happy, and trying to make sure my house don't burn down at the same time, I'm going to play some music. And unfortunately, by the fact of me being the biased person that I am, it's going to be Kenfolk. You know what I'm saying? So Kenfolk going to play it out for me. Kenfolk, which is King B. So we're going to go on and do this here for the next 5 minutes. And once again, this is Lawless Radio. It's Lawless and it's Flawless. You're tuned into the Raw Deal with Catrice. My name is Buck. I'm sitting in for the lovely Catrice. She's ill as all hell. And we're going to go ahead, play it on out, and we will catch you next Thursday. Same Catrice time, same Catrice channel. Thank you. Love you. Lawless Radio. What it do, baby?
Yeah.
Lawless Radio, remember, you gotta get it hot before you get it wet. Catch you later.